Tennessee's bye week has come and gone, and I trust that they used it well, because if they're anything like their quarterback, who is a perfectionist and always hungry to improve, then the team's top priority, or what I think it should be, ought to be much improved. Because, yes, Arkansas will test Tennessee's run defense early and often. Let's get into it. I'm Paige Dower. This is the Sports Page on Full Disclosure. I think there's a couple of ways where the Razorbacks could expose some cracks to Tennessee's run defense. And to start, the Razorbacks have the second best rush attack in the SEC, averaging more than 200 yards a game. And part of who's leading that charge for the Razorback is one of their leading running backs in Mike Washington. And when you look at the last handful of games and what he's been able to provide for the Razorbacks, is what I think should stand out to most of us is that he's averaging more than 13 carries a game. And that should tell you two things. One, he is a physical back. And two, he is productive and maintaining drives or keeping those drives alive. And part of what allows him to be so productive in those physical yards, or those dirty yards, if you want to call them that, is the fact that he's 6'2". And almost 230 pounds. So when you look for a back who can be explosive and get through that first point of contact, it's going to be the prototype of that kind of running back who is, you know, 6'2", 230. And we see that specifically in the last handful of games, you know, maybe even most recently. We can look to Notre Dame, because on Arkansas's first touchdown drive of the game, it was a 14-play drive. Half of those plays, it was a carry by Mike Washington, and then half of those carries went for at least a first down. So that should tell you, again, those two things, that he is able to get those dirty yards, and beyond that, and the maybe sneaky factor to the prototype of his size that you want in a running back in the SEC, is like, he is tough to bring down. Like, watching these last handful of games, he has such a innate ability to fight for those extra yards. Like, it takes sometimes two or three defenders to bring him down. And even when that happens, he's still fighting for one or two more yards in the way that he falls forward or tries to extend his body. And that could be a huge game-changing type of effort, especially if you are already in a third and short type of situation. When we look to where Tennessee has had success, most recently it came against Mississippi State, and like, it was the second play of the game, I believe, and it's Blake Shapen who hands it off to Fleff Bothwell, and it's Idris Farouk who is like the first guy on him to hold him to the line of scrimmage, or, you know, to keep him from, you know, getting positive yardage. But beyond that, like, the second and third effort that we saw was like three or so orange jerseys also coming in there to get Fluff out of bounds and to hold him to no gain on that possession. That's the kind of effort and eye discipline that this Tennessee defense will need to exercise, because right now Tennessee, they're 39th in the country. They're giving up 115 yards a game. That's not bad at all. It is when you consider SEC play, when they're giving up almost 200 yards on the ground. And that's where eye discipline becomes a key factor, because if we look to the second way that I think Arkansas could expose those cracks to Tennessee's run defense, it's Arkansas's quarterback and Taylen Green. He's absolutely the wild card in this matchup. And the last couple of games, he was really able to create a lot of damage with his legs. Against Notre Dame, he was the leading rusher for the team. But again, those timely stops minimized the early success that he had in those drives, right? But against Ole Miss, he was able to maximize on broken plays. And what I noticed in that game, a lot of it had to do with RPOs. The defense would bite way too early on what they thought was going to be a handoff, and there was a ton of QB keepers by Taylen Green. And if I'm seeing maybe that weakness in Tennessee, like, I'm probably going to try, if I'm Arkansas, to replicate that same effort I had against Ole Miss, because eye discipline is huge in this matchup when you consider Taylen Green being a mobile quarterback. Specifically against Ole Miss, there were a couple of times where his efforts on the ground led to game-tying touchdowns. It was the first time, it was, you know, an explosive play that brought him inside the 10-yard line, and then it was a you know, a running play. They got the first game tying touchdown. Later in the game, it was an explosive play that he had on another RPO where he kept it because the opponent's defense bit too early, and he was able to use his legs. He's very elusive when he's in the open field. That goes for an explosive play, and then that time the drive ends with him doing another or running another RPO and him having a QB keeper, and he rushes in for a touchdown again. So that's where eye discipline is huge. And that's where Tennessee had a lot of positive signs of growth against Mississippi State, specifically with Arion Carter. They kind of had him operate as a spy on Blake Shapen because it really is just the name of the game right now, where a lot of quarterbacks are very mobile, where they are not shy in their ability to use their legs and go create some explosive plays, get those dirty yards, make it, you know, a third and manageable. And that's where Tennessee has success. There was a couple of times where Blake Shapen kept it himself, and Arion Carter, with his fantastic eye discipline, was like, we're not doing this, right? And it makes his effort even more impressive. Like, not only did the fact that he had 17 tackles in that game leading the team again, but he was also battling turf toe, which we should have an update on that coming up later today as well. And that's where it's great that the linebacker, mostly Arion Carter, is able to affect the game so much and protecting the middle of the field, bending and not breaking. But Tennessee needs extra help from the other 10 players on the field. And a lot of it will start with the defensive line. And maybe you could look at the defensive front as a whole. But where guys like Joshua Joseph's on the edge could make an impact is containing. Having that edge containment will be huge in this matchup, especially when you consider the running backs are patient and sometimes they do bounce to the outside. Then you could look to guys at the interior linemen like Dominic Bailey. He needs to have, or the defensive line as a whole needs to have, much better gap integrity, because again, Mike Washington and those running backs are powerful, they're explosive, and they're patient. So they cannot be out physicaled in this game, if that's a word. Part of that will allow them to minimize chunk plays, to minimize damage on broken plays. If you can get more effort or production out of your linebackers, you can be more physical at the line of scrimmage. You can have guys like Joshua Josephs, who is really kind of on the up and up right now. Like, each game you can see he is making significant progress. If he can have good edge containment in this game, then it could lead to a better performance than what they had against Mississippi State, when everybody in the country knows that Fluff Bothwell's getting the handoff and he's still able to get up more than 130 yards. A lot of people know that it's going to be Taylen Green trying to run it on them and force them to have broken plays, or it'll be Mike Washington getting the handoff, and Tennessee needs that good eye discipline. They need to have good gap integrity. They need to be sound in their fundamentals, and I think they have a really good chance of being, like, very successful in this game, because whether for the opponent or not, like, their identity is in the run game, if they can sense that there's a weakness somewhere for Tennessee and it's in their run defense right now, they're going to continue to go at that until Tennessee can show that they have grown and they're not going to get pushed over or pushed around in that type of category. And again, you know, you hear the cliche from coaches that it's a razor thin margins. This is where it's razor-thin margins. Tennessee is not far off. Again, they are top 40 in the country in run defense. They just need to sharpen up a little bit in their SEC play. But we'll have so much more coming up later this week. God bless, and I'll see you guys again on Tuesday for more Tennessee and on Live Ball Friday morning at 8:30.